Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Mem Zayin. This is the seventh chapter entitled Koicham Shel Maasim, the power of action. Hamafteach la'avoida velishlemus v'maaseh. The key to avoidas Hashem and to perfection is in action, in doing things. Ma'u koicho shel maaseh? What is the power of an action, an act? In Shohan Aruch, in Siman Vav, the Rama explains this bracha that we recite several times a day. He writes, "Ve'oidesh nefareish." This idea is umaflila says. Why dafka in this bracha do we say umaflila says? It's a pele. "Ve'oidesh nefareish shemaflila says." Hashem does wonders. "B'mashe shemer ruach adam bekirboi." In preserving a person's soul within his body. Vekoisher davar ruchani bedavar geshmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu unites a spiritual entity with a physical entity, which is really paradoxical. Mamash peleg. Spiritual, by definition, cannot interact with the physical, and that's the peleg. The author takes it a bit further. Hamoach hu eiver gufani geshmi. The brain is an organ. It's got neurons and dendrites, and gray matter and white matter. It's a physical entity. And nonetheless, through the mind, we can create spiritual thoughts and real recognition. Which, again, it's a paradox. Others, cells, physical entities can create spiritual realities. How it is that pure spirituality is bound up with a physical organ. That's what the bracha conveys. It's a pele. It's not an answer. It's not a question we can answer. Al derech ze yesh levin kochosh shel maase. It's in this vein that one has to understand the power of an act. Mimase gashmi yaveish nitzra ruchanius badam. From a dry physical act, somehow, in a peledic way, spirituality is born. It's remarkable. One takes some plants and shakes them. And that somehow creates spirituality. The gamba zeinu malach. We have no malach in this, no process to understand this whatsoever. But it's true. V'inen yisbonu b'divrei sefer hachinuch al alav shelo lishbo etzem min ha-pesach. The mitzvah, the prohibition not to break a bone from Korban Pesach. This is one of the most famous passages in the whole of sefer hachinuch. He writes to his son, don't think that you can object to what I'm saying and to say as follows. Why should Hashem give us so many mitzvot to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? Many, many mitzvot are zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim. Haloi bezikaroin echad yale adava b'machshavteinu. Surely just one memorial, one action will be enough to keep the thing in our minds, v'loi shachach mipizareinu, and to prevent its being forgotten by our progeny. Why do we have so many mitzvot regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's what you might have thought to say. Ki loy mechokhmatit pesin al zeh. This is not an objection that comes from wisdom. Umachshev esanoyar yeshiach ale bebekin. It's just your youth that drives you to speak in this way. Ve'atabni imbina shom azos masan. If you wish to be wise, listen to this. Vatoz necha ushma. Listen to me carefully. Ala medcha betorah v'mitzvos. I'll teach you something extremely important. This is the key phrase. Da ki ha'adam nif'al kefi pe'uloisav. Since the Sefer Chinuch wrote these words, they've become, classic. It's a phrase, it's become a figure of speech in our language. Ha'adam nif'al kefi pu'ulosav. The person is affected by his actions. Ve'liboy ve'chol machshev isav tomid achar ma'asav shu isek boim. His heart and his thoughts will be affected by the actual activity that he's involved in, im toi ve'im ra, both ways. Even a rasha in his heart. This is, of course, a paraphrase of a pasuk in Bereshis. His thoughts are evil all the day. If just someone motivates himself, if he forces himself to be involved in practice in Torah mitzvah, even without noble intentions, the actual involvement will lead him towards the path of positive. These actions will slowly kill the Yetzirah. Again, it's a paraphrase of what he said just above. Hearts are affected by the actions. Conversely, v'afilu mi adam tzadik gamur ulvavo yeshav itamim. If a person is complete tzadik, chafetz b'torah mitzvayis, he's really motivated. Im ulay yasok tamid varim shel doyvi. But if he's involved in unsavory activities, keilu tomad ech mashal. For example, shichichoy hamelech uminau b'monusra. He's been forced, that the king has appointed him to be whatever, the executioner, to be the something horrible like that. Be'emes im kol iskoy tamid kol ayom bo'isah umanus. If his entire involvement, the whole time, is that, yashuv bizman min hazmanim mitzitkas toboy. Over time, he will lose his righteousness, yosef hashagamur. Ki yadua hadavar ve'emes. This is tried and tested. Shekol adam nif'al kefi pu'ulosav kmo shaman. A person is affected by what he does. Ve'al ken amru chazal. That's what chazal say. Ratzah makom lezakois Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us much merit, lefichach hirba lahem Torah mitzvot. He gave us an abundance of mitzvot. Kedei lehadpis ben kol machshavoteinu, so that we should be able to think about this the whole day, v'yos ben kol iskenu, to be involved in mitzvot the entire day, lehativ lanu b'achariseinu, to give us good in at the end. Ki mitoicha pe'ulei satavos, because through these good deeds that we have so many of, anachnu nif'alim, we are affected, we are changed. Says the author, Keitzad acharei ha'masim memushcho levois. How this happens, how it is that, again, dry physical actions have an effect on one's psychology and one's soul. Bal nachshov shelo malach b'zeh. Let's not think that we have some process that explains this. It's a pele. Gam zeh me'apele shel mafli la'aseis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishiv yisanu be'olam ha'maseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a world of action. There are different worlds. There are other worlds. Amekubalim ka'olam b'shemois. Amekubalim give the names. The olam of Atzilus, the olam of Bria, the olam of Yetzira, the olam of Asiya. All these things. Achidush hagadol shel olameinu ze. The great chidush of this world in which we find ourselves. Ki kan nigmar hakol al yedei ma'aseh adam. Here, everything is determined by actions. Ulchol ruchanius ulchol shlemus zochim davka al yedei ma'asim. We earn spirituality and perfection specifically through actions. Keitzad limaase gashmi mitzvah ruchanius. Again, how precisely it is that ruchanius is manufactured through an act. Ve'afilu yushpa shefarav l'chol olamos. And furthermore, that through an act, somehow all sorts of abundance comes from above to all the worlds. Nivtzar mitanu adas. It's beyond us to know. Ach hanisayon morel lanu kikachu. Experience shows it. This is something that's tried and tested. V'chach kosav ha-Rambam b'v'u mishnas v'akol lefi roi v'maaseh. The Rambam, in explaining this Mishnah, v'akol lefi roi v'maaseh, the Rambam writes, she'ama'alois lo yagiu la'adam lefi roi v'goyda l'maaseh. Attainments, achievements, don't come to a person with a greatness of the deed. A person does not become through doing great, great things, arba lefi roi v'mispar ha-maaseh, says Rambam. Rather, it comes through the quantity. How many times you do it? V'hu, a person achieves accomplishments when his good deeds are multiplied over and over. With that, he acquires the achievement well. I'll give you an example, says the Rambam. When a person gives to a worthy recipient 1,000 gold coins at once, but he gives nothing else to anyone else. He has nothing else to give. He gave his entire fortune, this 1,000 gold coins, he gave to one person. He will not have acquired the midah of generosity to the same extent, like a person who gave the 1,000 coins 1,000 times. He gave one coin each to 1,000 individuals. Because the latter person, he repeated the action 1,000 times, and thereby acquired it. This is in Komtrit Pirkei Avos. Says the author, it's through the abundance of deeds that a person acquires a strong achievement here in generosity. This is really wondrous. One has to think about this. If a person really thinks deeply about generosity, he may come to amazing and remarkable and true insights into it. He will not acquire through the generosity. If he gives 1,000 anim, one zuz each, he will acquire a strong accomplishment. Harei ma'asim gashmim yevishim. Once again, dry physical actions. Moilidim mila mida umala balev. They give rise to certain changes in the heart. Umachshavoy samokoyes, whereas deep thoughts. Maybe they'll stimulate him to one act of generosity. It doesn't make a permanent change in the nefesh. It's a wonder. We're not pretending to explain why this is so and how. The Balei Avodah found that this is how it is through their experience. That's the power of the deed. This secret, this profound idea, is a great fundamental in Torah. This idea that we're discussing is really the foundation of the Kuzari. The departure point of the book, is the famous dream of the king. That's how the book starts. Shamrura, he was told over and over in his dream. Your intention is admirable, but your acts are not admirable. They're not desired in Shemayim. He was told this over and over. That's why you got all these chachamim to come and explain to him. Through that, which is the beginning and the foundation of the book, what Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the author, establishes is, the person's intentions can be very admirable. Nonetheless, he will not succeed in Avidas Hashem, because that depends on desired actions. These desired actions are also necessary to bring about life. Certain actions that are necessary for procreation. Let's use this as an example. The laws of nature. What it is that brings about birth. Hafraya, that's when the egg is fertilized. Hatalasa beitza, the laying of the egg. Hadgira, when the hen broods over the egg. Kava abure. The Creator determined these laws. This is how it happens, fertilization, or everything that happens in there. Hachayus v'atzura nisenebore. The actual life within the creature, it's the Creator does it. All of this, that's up to him, leave it to him. But hamaasim hamevi'im lo yilada, the actual action that brings the birth, nitanim nitnula nivreim, as they're given to the creatures of the world to do, both animals and lehavdil, human beings. Ve'im yasu bidiyuk kfi shekava borei. If they do what the Creator determines, omnam yivatzeh avalat, then a being will be born. Hachayus v'atzura, this life and the form of this particular organism, henri shmei inyanim elokim, this is the phrase of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the Kuzari. These are godly inyonim, hanir'im b'chokhmanim tzis b'v'yasa nemana levashal. You can see it in the wisdom that you find in any living organism, like an ant, for example, v'chem v'chol sha'a nivayim, all other creatures. Im yirtzu litzov v'ladois shelo b'derech shabur ikavam. But if people wish to create v'ladois not in this way, lo yichlu latzliach, there's no room over here. Ki ein b'ze makom li svarois v'asharois. There's no room over here to svara and estimation, whatever it is. It's just, this is how it has to be done. That's the marshal. Now, the nimshal. Bediyuk kachu beoratas ha-shechina. It's precisely the same when it comes to bringing the Shechina into this world. Hachukim be'eze ma'asim moridim o'isa. The laws that determine how it is that Hashem's presence becomes more intense, kava bore, the Creator determined those laws. Be'yadenu la'asayzusam. It's up to us to do them k'fisha bore tziva, as the Creator commanded. Then we earn this inyan eloki, as Rabbi Yehuda Levi calls it. For example, im klei hamikdash nasu bediyuk kfi shenema b'Torah. If the kelim in the mikdash were manufactured precisely as the Torah commanded, sheira hashchina b'mishkan. Then the Shechina rests upon the mishkan. Im achas zaviyos shel mizbech agula velo im rubans kalacha. But if one of the corners of the mizbech was rounded and not square. Or im chaser echad ha-kaftori ba-menorah, if one of those knobs was missing in the menorah as zahav, ein ha-shechina yoredes, no good. Keinu b'chol mitzvot. The same is true for all mitzvot. Al tefillin merubaim shechorim im pashes kshor v'chule. So tefillin that are square, black, with kosher parchments inside. Regarding this, the pasuk says, v'ra'u kol amei ha-aretz Kishem Hashem Nika Alecha Vayaru Mimeka. That's a pasuk. All the nations will see that the name of God is called upon you and they will fear you. Chazal comment in Seita Daf Yud Zayin, Elu Tefillin Shel Roish. If they're kosher. Im chaser mashu b'yiruba batim. But if it's lacking in squareness, Lo yiru ame'aretz Kishem Hashem Nika Alecha. They will not see. It's as simple as that. To summarize, in Chokei HaTorah Kavah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined these laws. HaShchina, who is Barach Boit? He's the one who will bring his presence down. HaMa'asim HaMevi'im LeHashra'im B'yadein L'Azim. But the actions which will activate these are up to us. Im HaAdam Yisrael Mekayem Mitzvos K'Tikunan. If the Jew fulfills mitzvos properly, Muchrach HaBorei Kivyachol Yashos HaShalim. Alav. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now compelled to place his presence upon this individual. Kach tziva v'chach gaza. That's the system that he set up. K'moy she'einenu mahalach v'kishe mochem v'machshava. Just like we don't have any explanation how it is that the mind is connected. Mind is spiritual, it's immaterial, connected to the brain. Just like we can't explain how it is that our psychology is affected and connected to actions. We don't know how it is that a human being can come about through a certain act. How utensils made of gold and silver and copper, with the right amount and the correct shape, we don't know how that brings down the Shekhinah. Kach hiskin ha-mafili la-seis bo'er. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made things. Ha-mafteh lechol shlimus u-lechol ma'ala lechol shlam. The key to all perfection, all achievement, all bestowal from above, hu ha-maseh, his actions. Ad kan.